Okay. No, the Gemara says Shemiz Ayis. The Gemara brings down that. No, right. Shemiz Ayis. The Gemara brings down that you make a bracha. Like the Gemara, if you drink a regular, it's mazagu. Rashi says, what's Yisrael Dov? Rashi says, Yisrael Dov is that's not a chila shetun a bracha. Why? Because it says bracha v'chatek. So that being it says a chila, and this is not considered a ma'asa chila. So that is why is it not considered a ma'asa chila? So you could say the ma'alcha Dov is, or Kivegas says maybe it's that is that the what is brachas. Is a brikas ananin, and being that it's brikas ananin, so therefore it's not. There's no ana. What we said a bracha. Bracha is aslan es b'lam zebulei bracha, and over here I'm not having ana. It's imazik you. Therefore it's not considered ma'isa bracha. So the kivig really doesn't seem to think that's pshan Rashi. It's lude of Rashi. He says you could say as that side. Rashi sounds like a little bit more that being that it's mazik you, it's not a ma'isa achila. That what? That eating is something which is. Healthy is good for you. Something which is, let's say somebody eats poison. You say, oh, he did a ma'aseh achila? No, he's killing himself. He's damaging himself. That's not considered a ma'aseh achila. So to hear, being that this thing is bad for you, it's felt in the ma'aseh achila, and therefore it's not achila shetun and bracha, and therefore you're not going to be chayav a bracha. The lesson is shita and ritva, they say a little different. They say, uzke maskele, then you mazik the food. Being that it's not the tachlis of shemen, Shem is not made to drink by itself, so therefore you bring mazik the food. Bring the mazik the food, therefore that's why it's a chesaron in making a bracha, and being that it's mazik the food. And there's a lot of dafka that's mazik your guf. It's just that this is not what Shem is made for, and therefore it's called you bring mazik the oichel, and therefore that's the reason why you don't go out and make a bracha. The Rambam. Jesus Rambam says that by if you drink Shem by itself, it's like the Rambam that you have to go ahead and make a shahakal. It's chelik and Rashi. It's chelik and Rishayim. So Shai is according to the Rambam. What's the shah? What do you have to make a shahakal? L'chor is mazgiu. So first, it seems to be a sadistic like in Akuda that when the Gemara says it's mazgiu, is the pshah that you're not nen at all, and there's no ano, or is the pshah there's ano and it's mazgiu? If you hold the pshat, this is ano and it's mazik you, so then you're clear, you can make a shahakal. If you hold the pshat, is that it's just mazik you, there's no ano, so then the chur, you wouldn't make a bracha at all. So the Rambam is obviously going that there is some type of ano over here, no versus mazik you. And therefore, you're not going to make his regular bracha, you can make the bracha of shahakal. So Shai is in Rambam. What? What do you say? He says, Lashon Min Nenim Shemans. Okay, so the. What? What do you say? No, so you have to love dafka. Rambam says it means there is some type of no, but it's mazik if you make a shakal. So that is what's going to be the touch. So the Bach says that he said a dover is that while I'm taking the shemen, maybe I enjoy it, but long term it's bad for me, or afterwards it's bad for me. Let's say I eat something and let's say my stomach's not so good. I take a coffee, so maybe b'shaita when I drink it, I enjoyed it, but afterwards it kills my stomach. So maybe it was mazik in me, but I was nana. So it's like the Bach, being b'shaita when I drink and I had a no. So even though afterwards it's mazik in me, so therefore it loses its chashivas, so therefore I can make the regular bracha, but a shahakal ma'isa you would make. Who? Well? So that was maybe on the Gemara Lam Vav. The Gemara discusses about... The Gemara says Kim Chadasari. The Gemara says Kim Chadasari makes a bracha. The Gemara says you might think it's Kashu Kukani is bad for your like a stomach. Well, the Varcha Lakla Kamash Malan Kim Desanam Menei Baibruche. The Gemara says that since it's bad for your stomach, you might think that you don't make a bracha. So the Gemara says no. Since the Maisa you're none from it, therefore you make a bracha. The Bach brings right from over here. We see that Peshaita is good, even though afterwards it's bad. And therefore the Maisa is going. Oh. The lesson around him is after, so you have to be marchik and make a love dafka. It's not a regular no, not a regular, not a geshmak no. Right, the Eglita wants to learn the Rambam a little bit differently. So the Rambam wants to learn the Rambam like you're saying, that the pshat is avado, the etzem ano from the time you don't have. But bigger than the two chalakim, there's you enjoy it, there's the second part that it fills you up, it gives you, it's amazing. So it's like the Eglita that. Being that you're not nana from the tam, therefore you're not going to lose regular bracha. But the ma'isa, since it is mazin, It is mechayev a bracha, and if you make a bracha klali, and if you make a shahakal. We have two different halachas that understand the Rambam. The Rambam says, ma'asik and gemara says ma'asik. So either you have to say the Rambam, you have to say the Rambam, there is some type of anah, but being that's ma'asik, you still make a bracha. So the two ways to say, you can say that anah is why you're drinking this some anah, something ma'asik later on, which the Lashon Rambam maybe doesn't sound like that. There's another point to say that b'shaito, maybe I don't enjoy it, it tastes horrible. Nervous, being that the ma'asik is amazing, you, the ma'asik, you're going to make a bracha, and therefore you're going to make, you're going to make a bracha, you make a shahak. The ma'asik, Rav Yishayim, say that, not like that. They say the Shem is mazik you, and therefore you don't make a bracha at all. And like we said, what's going to be the nusach? The nusach is just, we could be smart makers and enin, that if it's mazik you, the whole part is you think thinking, Kodesh Baruch Hu, if it's something which is not good for you, there's no bracha, or maybe we don't look at it as a ma'isa achil, we look at it more as a ma'isa, we look at it as a ma'isa mazik.
How would you make a bracha if you're mazik away?
Who?
What's the svara?
It's not about the tachas, this is what it's for. You're not using it.
You're
not using it. What?
According to that,
you're
still
it sounds like it's for. It's not a normal. Being that it's bad. Not that it's mazik or gof. Being that this is a. You're destroying the food, so we don't look at it as a maisa achila. It's a maisa mazik. It's not a maisa achila. When I take something, let's say, for example, let's say, if somebody take an esrog and eat it. So you can understand, like, it's a ma'isa mazik, it's not a ma'isa achila, right? You take 1,000 you're gonna eat it, right? You know, it's not. So therefore, being that it's not what the Shem is made for, so we look at it as a ma'isa mazik and not as, and it's a chasarn in the ma'isa, chasarn in ma'isa achila. So esrog is not a good example because it's also made for achila, but Shem, which is not made for, so being that you eat it, so the, we look at the whole ma'isa as a ma'isa mazik as opposed to being a ma'isa achila, being you're damaging what this tachlis of the food is. How do we paskin? Ma'isa b'chari paskin Shem, you don't make a bracha. And because being that's mazik you, and therefore you don't go to make a bracha. And the shayla is, the person discussed, b'zman hazeh, it doesn't seem to be that that's 100% the metzias, that the Shem is mazik you. If you take Shem, and we don't really see exactly that the Shem is mazik you, and therefore does it change that now that you make a bracha. So the Aretz Tzion, anyone have the booklets over here? Pass me the booklet a second. So the Arsam, the Kafachayim, what? But if you would, I'm saying it's not. I don't know. So I don't know. I'm not a doctor. So the Svarash are placing a little bit of chishish for the Rambam. The Maaseh of the Rambam is either way you make a shakal. The Kafachayim brings down that it's kedai to be chishish for the Rambam to maybe take a make a shakal like Deita V'Acher. So it seems brings out, like, so some people want to say it's not Tava and it's not Mazagu. It says Loy Nira, doesn't think so. Maisa Machaber wrote it, you know, it's not so long ago, Machaber, Mom, Mishra, really don't seem to say that. So I don't like his Mazik, maybe it's not so Nicker. It says, like, upon me, one drink Shem is ice, maybe you should go in a path already, you have the Rambam, maybe it's in the Stein, maybe it's not Tava. The Maisa. So my, so like this. According to the writ from the sheet of the mazik the oichol, that's not what it's made for. So it's pashut. That we never says mazik yigof. It's pashut. It's not going to be. It's pashut. It's still be shakal. What I say? What? Right. I'm saying whatever. If the shy, if the side is that stami na nena loshem iri is there's no ana vloed is mazik you. Like it says two things. There's no ano, vloid is mazik. If you say there's no ano, it's a vayter. It's not going to be the bracha because there's no ano. The only thing is going to be if you learn that dafka, let's take Rashi. Who's going to mask it? It's a maizem mazik. So we can say, okay, maybe it's not a teva, not a teva. It seems like stomach sapaiskim is not like that. And if a kipshuta, Allah Almighty, we say it's not a teva. And you also have the other rishonim, which say that you're mazik of food, there's no ano. And for the Ikar Din is Lamaisi would not make a bracha. It wouldn't be chayish with this Rambam, I hear. Yeah, part of something else. You know, maybe there'll be a malkim. What? No, that is notza. That is notza. Yeah, which this leads me into the Vice Indian is let's say you have a. Let's say somebody eats something which is not good for him. Somebody has diabetes, and they take something which has sugar in it, or okay, the diet. What?
That kid doesn't like spinach.
It's So that would get the hemshich l'sugis, that, you know, there's, if I don't like it, but bad tzemach does taste good, it's not mazik you. The question is, fine, we'll get that in the hemshich l'sugis. But as it gets into the shayla, is the bracha nos garen, is the nos cheik, as I tell you, most people, is the meicha which has anna. Yes, and Rav Shik has a shuvah like this. The meicha is just in etzem sugya. The etzem is saying something which is mazik you, you don't make a bracha. So let's say something which is not good for you. Would you make a bracha? You may make a bracha now. So let's just cast another shuvah. According to the Rambam, will be the lacha. For sure, you make a bracha now. According to the Ritva, the verse you mazik the food. Let's say the food is fine. It's just, for you, it's no good. What's going to be the lacha? Have you regular bracha? No, because the verse you mazik the food. It's not what the food's made for. Therefore, you'll make a bracha. But something with the food is right, just for you, maybe personally, it's no good. Then you would make a bracha. If the nusach is more like the meiri, that says no ana. So then, let's say you have like something which the doctor says no good for you, but you eat it. There is ana. You would make a bracha. What do you say? So v'loy oid. It's something in mazikin. If you go to the nusach there, there is no ana over here. You're not nana, and all it is mazikin. It's bad for you. So nachnami. If you have ana, then nachnami. A person, another person. About a person would make a bracha. The only tzad to say would make a bracha is if you go maski kipshuta, that pshat is that something which is bad for you, there is no bracha, and therefore over here, being that's bad for you, there wouldn't be a bracha. So
this piece itself is not going to be bad.
It's what?
This piece, you were just saying this piece is going to be bad. It's only the long run.
So that also we could discuss, and as okay, we'll get that in a second. So the Ram Shikin Shuvah says that in Alef Reish Samech, he says that he's talking about the doctor saying wine is not good for you. He basically goes that if it's not a sakon, just mazik you, he says kipshutoi. The pashas suga is that if you have hana and your nana navas, it's bad for you. I value there would be a brachas nana on that, and one should make and you make a bracha. If the doctor says sakana for you, so over there he says kipshutoi. Over there it wouldn't be a bracha, being that it's a avera to eat it. Something which is mamash sakana for you, it's a very avera to eat it. So something which is very to eat, so ain't the bracha elamanayit, it's a mitzvah b'avera, and being that they say it's something which is dangerous, so therefore over there a person would not make a bracha, and ain't the bracha elamanayit.
Everywhere
you
don't make brachas.
What?
Everywhere you don't make
brachas. That's a different story, we don't make brachas cigarette.
Is that possible?
Oh?
Is that enough? Right now,
Right. Yeah, nobody gave the taina that, let's say somebody's diabetic, so he takes a mashu, it's not a problem, but he takes a lot, it is a problem. The gather davar is that if the bruch is on my maisa achila, so this is what I'm planning on eating, and this is what I'm eating, and in the whole, this is dangerous for me. I think you say I could add a mashu, and you know, like the Bachim's taina. Cigarettes not a problem. Why? Because each one's not a problem. So when was I ever this, sir? I smoke one today. So if I just do one cigarette, it's not, I ain't doing anything wrong. I do another, so tomorrow also, if I just, so at what point in you say I'm over in the Shmaritim? Each cigarette alone is not a problem. Not yet? You never had a taina? Why? Each one alone is not.
What?
But each one is if a person only has one cigarette, I'm saying, you have a smoking life, you ever take a cigarette? Okay. You think, if you just take a couple, it's not sad. What's that?
Whether they had or didn't have, they wouldn't know
what it is.
I'm just saying stuff.
Well, Kapanam, if this is your maisachil, this is what I'm planning on doing, this is what I want to do, I'm planning on a lot, and this eating, this sitting of chocolate cake is dangerous for me. Gavna, that's something which is iser, and one would not make a bracha. I think not. If it's something which this is one sitting, and this is what I'm planning on doing, and this is bad for me, so that's one maisa achila, and l'choyer would not make a bracha. So some zama throws in something which is davar, which people eat. Certain things that the doctors say, it's not healthy to have Coke, right? Coke's not healthy, right? It's a lot of sugar and it's not healthy, right? So sometimes it's certain things which are people who ruggle to even on the Reifim. It's something which the Gemara says, Dash Ram Sham Sam Hashem. It says a lot of things Gemara say, Kamach Sayrim, and certain things which aren't so good. So something which is the doctor's warning and Derech Min Odom, not to worry about it. So, you know, it could be that's the gather of Shem Hashem, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. So, Kitzer, Halacha is like this.
Can you
make the full bracha? Halacha is like this. Something which for you is dangerous, and that's say not to eat it. So then, Avada, that's considered Shterup Esser, and then that's something which you're not make a bracha. Something which is not so good for you, and the doctor says it's not so good, or it's mazik, or whatever. Being that you're nana from it, so it's considered anna. I maybe say it's aser. So my in Benegea eating fatty foods is to say it's aser. It's hard. It's because Shem B'Seim Hashem. You know, the doctor says it's not so good. It's because Shem B'Seim Hashem, and therefore, halacha l'maisa one would yes make a bracha. Right. So the Gemara is mamshich. You have to Shem Zayis. So the Gemara says it can't be drinking by itself because mazik you. Alamai, what's the case? Either they pass. Like the Gemara, the pass is Iker. Whenever you have Iker and Tafel, you make a bracha on Iker and you pat and Tafel. So the Gemara switches, you drink out of the Ingrid. So Gemara started a pass. Gemara said that pass is Iker and Tafel. Then the Gemara says they drink out of the Ingrid. The Shaila is, why didn't the Gemara... Gemara says, the Ingrid should be Iker. The Gemara says, you did it for a fool. So the Shaila, let's say somebody has pass for a fool. Yeah, pass and shaman for a fool. What's gonna be the halacha?
Pass is for a fool?
No. You're eating a shaman and you're using the pass to in order to have it for a fool purposes. So Frechtebach, the Rabbinian has a kasha, the riff brings down that if you do a day pass, the pass comes there and pass is a tafel. So Rabbinian is bothered by like why have to bring it down? It's pashut, like why like my kasha. Hay pasik or shem and tafel. The Shah is why they're referred down. So the Bach wants the Taina that if you have pass with Shem for Refuah, so I'm going to say that's the Chiddush of the Rif. That even if it's for Refuah, being that pass is so chashiv, the pass comes Zikr. And so that's why the Gemara didn't answer. You did Ayde pass and did for Refuah. Why am I have to go switch to Ingrid? Why is this case? It says pass is so super chashiv, the pass, no matter what, is the Ikr, and it's going to patter the Shem. Now, Lemaisa, the Bachasa points out, the Gemara Mem Dalid, the Gemara discusses Benegeya, if you have pass with Meliach, you're saying very, very salty. Meliach and pass, over there the Gemara says that it seems to be pass, could become tafel over there. And it doesn't come to Iker. And dog you have like a fish, which is very, very hard to eat. You have the other pass, the Gemara clearly says that the pass is tafel, and the Meliach comes to Iker. So, affect the Bach on himself that if he's saying it's over here, then no matter what, that we say that it comes to Iker. So, being that no matter what, it comes to Iker. So, why over here are we saying that the pass beats the Shemen? Over there we say the pass loses Dog Malik, and what's the Pshat? So, the rabbi wants to say a teretz that Avada over here in our Gemara, Avada, we say that the pass comes to Iker. I over there say pass comes to Tafel. He says that being that it's not a normal thing to do for refuah, to have bread with oil, so therefore, even though the reason I'm doing it is as refuah, but therefore it's a bala daite to kol adam, and therefore the pass comes the ikr, and therefore the pass overrides the shaman. It's ending my daf mem dalid. It's a normal thing to have fish with pass, so we say the pass can become bala to the fish. But we are being it's not a normal, even doing it for refuah, it's like the rabbi, therefore the ikr comes the ikr comes the pass, and therefore the pass is mevatel the shem. The Magen Avraham, who? But Ingrid, right? Right. Because this we have a right, right? So the Magen Avraham is chilek. What's the box sign? The box sign, why the Gemara switch? Why didn't we stay with Pass and Shemin and he did it for purposes? Why did we have to bring a whole new case of England? The Magen Avraham says, Avada, Pass can become tougher. Right, we're writing more later on. Why the Gemara switch is because it's not normal. It's not a normal thing to do. The Gemara starts off saying, Shemin make a bracha. By itself, it's masik. Only pass zikr. The Gemara didn't say you're doing it for a fool, that's not a normal thing to do. It's not a standard classical thing to do. Therefore, that's why the Gemara didn't say it. And therefore, Avada, if you have pass with Shemin and you're doing for a fool, Avada the pass with Yasvik said about the what? The Mar Mem Dalit says clearly the pass could be a tuffle. Well, okay, fine. It's a Kiddush that thing. So the Magen Avraham says, Avada, the pass could become a tuffle. Why did the Gemara switch? He says, because it's not dark way to do it for a fool. I think it's not a normal thing. Therefore, that's the way you do it. So how do we pass in copy? It's Machlekes. So. Shrew brings down, if you eat Shem and eat Shechish Begroine, right? Oichel, Ma'at Pas, Kedei Shuch Lecho, Hashem and Imoy, it's called the Shem Nikar, it passes the Tfeilo. Ain't Tzach Yudol Var Cholkem, he brings down from the Magen Avraham and other Poiskim. That means that Yesh Cholkem, was the Bach, Ali Rabba, and Shai Tshuva, and says the Afrika Gama Pasika, they say the Pas is going to be a curse. So Shrew brings down, Stam that lechur that it patters it. We yeshcholkim and say that we say the pass is going to be a kelamaisa and achreinim the archashulcha and shachan acharav. Rav Moshe has a shuvan aleph and ches. He writes also that avada we're going to say in that case that the bracha is going to be on that nun ches. He passes like that. You don't say that the pass comes the ikur and the ikur is going to be the shaman and that's the psak of most of the achreinim. What? When the tachas was harvey pasachar, you can run us both, right? But if your tachas is for a fool, so the shema comes in. The shema comes in. The what? Shatzin says you mischav and achilas pass also to fill you up. So over there, it's the pass is ikker and the pass is the shema. There's a value of command for both when you make a brach on the shema. The question on the pass, sorry. The Shabbos, when you have Kavanah for the Shaman, when you have Kavanah for the Shaman, but there is pass, the Bach wants to say that Bechavtsa, the pass is Zikr. That's Shver from Emdal, maybe we have a test of the Rabbi, the Mice of the Skim of the Magen Avraham, the Moshan, and most are Mimeko. Fine. So the Gemara goes on and says there can't be a pass, and we're trying a new case. You do the Ingrid. In fact, the Gemara, if you do the Ingrid, so then Ingrid is Ikr, and the Shaman is going to be Tafel. Why? Because the cloud, whenever you can you make tefillah, you make a brachanikar and the path is the tefillah. How am I? What's the case? The Gemara says it's totally due for a fua. If a person does for a fua, so then we say that the. You put it to refuah, and then over there, that's the reason we say that the Shem is a Iker. So because the Gemara is saying like this, that there are four cases. Shem by itself, what's halacha? It's mazik you. Lachlekes, Rambam, other Shem, Shackle, or nothing. We pass in nothing. With bread, we say the bread is Iker. Bread of refuah, we say that that's the Machlekes, Magen Avraham, Bach. Do we say that switches over, being that it's for refuah? Do you say no bread is always so chashav? We pass in that. You go bust the kavanah. If you do it the ingrin, so if the ingrin, if you're drinking stamas like the ingrin, the ikr. If you're doing for a fua, so then the shema comes zikr. And a nechla rishainim, a nechla achrainim, in a case where you're doing it for, let's say, not for a fua, and the ingrin's ikr. Is the reason the ingrin ikr because it's the rave? And a fua is just an example of the shema being the rave? Or, when you're not doing for a fua, the ingrin is always ikr. That's always the main thing. Being a shemen zayis is not something which is good. Therefore, the shemen is always tuffle to the shemen is always tuffle to the ingrin, and therefore the ingrin is going to be more chashiv. It's going, yeah. So the Taz goes, like the Shitas would say, that even you have to have that, in order for the Maker Bracha Ingrin, it has to be that it's Rav. If it's not going to be Rav, that's the only time Hashem is repulted to it. But the Magravan then says, even the Ingrin is a little bit, the Ingrin is the Iker, whenever it's not Rafua, so we say the Ingrin is going to be Iker, and therefore it's going to be the Netz and Bracha. In the case with Ingrid Zeker, it's not. We have two sheets where when Ingrid Zeker is it when tomorrow it's Rav, or Bechavsa, when you're not doing it for a purpose, it's going to be Iker. What bracha do you make? So Mechav brings down that the Ingrid's Iker, you make a bracha Ingrid Shahakal. Make a bracha Shahakal. Fact of Magan Avram, that the lach is that if you cook out, Ingrid is, the lach is that if you cook out Meishlokas, if you cook out the juice from fruit, so it's. So the Gemara brings down, let's say by soups. The Gemara brings down that keeps the bracha. It doesn't change. The shalav is, why is you make a shahakal? This is meishlakas. It's the ingrin is just the mei of the, it's just the juice of the soka. So being that the juice of the soka, so what's the shalav that changes bracha? The chare shouldn't be shahakal. And the mice of the bag, the riyaz, the shatim is on the bag, riyaz, avudrum say behedya. That you make a bracha by Adam over here. So what's pshat in the mechaber, which is saying they make a shakal? The bracha should retain itself. So going says Yisoid, that which we say when you cook something out, the bracha retains itself. That's only if it's staying a meichel. Hashenken, if you take it into a drink, and now it's not a drink, and now it's not a meichel. Sorry, it's not a meichel anymore. It turns into a drink. So then that turns into a shahakal. Therefore, this is a very important thing which comes up a lot, that even if maybe you cook out the fruit juice, but if now it's a drink, so it loses its bracha and it comes shahakal. Therefore, it says that's the pshat of mechaber over here. Even though you cooked it up, you think that now it's in the tzur of a drink and a person drinks it, therefore that's the reason why it's going to be shahakal. What? So it's not. It's a meichel. It's more like a soup. If it turns into a drink, some which you're going to drink. So then, it's about an amun rabbat too. But the going thing is, so whenever you make it into a drink, so then it turns into shahakal. If it's still a meichel, more like a soup type of food. So then, yeah. Now the rabbi would say different teretz. He would say maybe the case of it is that it's talking about even that the case of the ingrin that you see make a shahakal is when we put a lot of shemen inside of it. So therefore. Being a lot of shemen, even though the ingrin is the ikr, because it's not refuah and the shemen is not the ikr, but it's about the time of the ingrin. You don't really taste it. It's overpowered by the shemen. So being that, misad echad, the ikr is the ingrin, but you don't taste the ingrin, so therefore, it's interesting pshara, therefore that's the reason why you make a shakal over here. Because betzem, it should be adam mitzad ingrin. Elamai, the shemen, was mavat of the time. Obviously, it has to have some taste, otherwise it's a. And it's not really, and it's very, very diluted, and you're not enjoying it so much, therefore that's the reason why it's going to be shahakal. Fine. The last case is when a person does a refuah. So over there, when you do it for refuah, so over there we say that the shaman is the ikr, and you make a bracha on shaman. There also is machlekas. So you do it for refuah, what's the case? Is the case that ma'at shaman is enough? Or over there also you have to have a rev. What time is it? 49. Huh? 50, I got that. Rashi says, "Achoish v'groinei." This is machlokes. Sorech lisa my shemen harbe. Have a shemen ikar ingrin tafel. So Rashi says, "What does it mean? Achoish v'groinei? You have to put a lot of shemen. Then the shemen is going to be ikar, and the ingrin is going to be tafel." The goyim is taking Rashi that he holds like the shita is that the only time we say refua, it comes ikar is if there's a lot. If you have to put in shemen harbe, then it comes ikar. If it's not going to be shemen harbe. And in Khanami, just match them, even though you're doing it for a full purpose, the mice we're not big to the ikr. So yeah, live dafka means what? It says harbi. The Bach goes with the Shitas that even if the ingredient is more than a shaman, it's rive. Even though it's going to be mat shaman, being that the tachlis of the person is that he's doing it for food purposes, so therefore that gets the ikker, meaning this is what I want it for, therefore that gets the chesiv yisabrach, which is a very important insight we're going to see when it comes to ikker and tafel. You have something which is a rive. So normally the cloud normally is go but it's a rive by ikker and tafel. But it's something, this is why I'm doing it, this is what I want. Agav, there's also something over here which, but it's not what I'm going for, it's not why I'm eating it, it's not why I want to eat it. So we see a soid that in ikker and tafel, that's what these Rishonim are saying. They're being, this is what I want, this is why I'm doing it, even though the other thing is also a food and it's the rave, but that loses his chashivas and you go bust the ikker. So the Mishnah Berurah goes with the Bach. He says, even if you put a mat shaman, if it's enough which a person puts in, you put an ingrin, it comes the ikker. The rabbi says you have to have harvey shaman. This doesn't mean rave. It's like the Mishnah Berurah, what does he hold? It's tali. The way the Mishnah Shatzim wants to go is that if I have the man which is moil or refuah, then we say the lach is and we say the shaman is going to be the ikker. Mashenkin, if it's the man which wouldn't be moil for refuah, then we say that the shaman is not going to be ikker. One second. So let's just chaz over again. Let's chaz over the cases. We have 5 or 6 cases. Shaman by itself, what's the lacha? Mazik, Rav Yishan will say no bracha. Ram says make a shackle. We discussed with Zman Azeh will be the halacha, but the Kshita is the Maisa Shaman would not make a bracha. Shaman with pass, non-refuah purposes, open Gemara, pass is Iker. Refuah purposes, so over there are some which want to say, like the Bach, that we say that the pass comes Iker. And you say, and the Maisi Yonai Be'er Brachan Hashem, and the Maisi Magan Avram, Shabura, Ramesha, most places say they know that we say Avada, the Shemin would be Iker, you don't say the Pass is Iker, and the Shemin would be Iker. Ingrin, when you have it with Shemin, so the Gemara says that if it's not for purposes, we say the Ingrin is going to be Iker. Pachalik is Magan Avram and Taz, do you have to have Rav Ingrin or not in order for it to be Chashiv? When you do it for Refuah, so then the Shema comes Iker. They also have machlekes how much you need. The Shatzim would say, it's totally, if it's the man which works for a fool, even though it's not considered a rive, then the lach is that you wouldn't make a brach on the Shema, because then the Shema is going to be the Iker. But one thing we see from the Gemara is that when something goes for a fool purposes, being that there's an no, you make a bracha, which we'll give a Mamre Kaimis in terms of what we'll discuss in the next share. What's the halacha of medications? Do you make a bracha of medications or not? Let's say you have something like Tums, or you have something with a syrup, or something which... So if there's no hana, it doesn't have any taste, that's called you'll make a bracha. The shayla is, if there's hana, the pasha reading the Gemara seems to be see that you'd make a bracha. We'll have to discuss next time in terms of, you know, what's going to be the halacha b'negei that. Just go back to the last week of like 2-3 minutes, b'negei wine with grape juice. So just... I remember we said it like last time, we had to stop in the middle. When again, the halach is when again, grape juice. So there are a couple of different cases of grape juice and a couple of different cases. There's one case which, I think it's like this. Yayim Magisoy, you make Barbara Gafi. Yayim Magisoy is something which you squeeze the grapes, didn't ferment yet, it's sweet, still, you make a Gafi. Why do you make a Gafi? Being that shy if it ferment and come Yayin, so therefore you make a Gafi, it's not Paka the same Yayin. The shayla is when you're dealing with grape juice, so there was a tekufa, which now usually is not the case, that it wasn't able to ferment. Being that it's not able, they put in things that's not able to ferment. Being that it's not able to come yayin, the shayla is a paka, the shame, yayin from it, and therefore it's not going to be a gafen. So that's what the yashiv is and was, that the shayla is that, yeah, if you can't come yayin, you don't make a gafen, and if there's chirm in there, you're not making it. What? If it can't, if it's not Eidav, it can't do it, therefore we're not being Agafen. Shlomo Zalman wanted to say that if at one point it was able to come Yayin, as Chal and Hashem Yayin, as Yayin Magisai, if you put in afterwards, being that it's Chal and Hashem Yayin, therefore that would yes be considered Agafen, being that it was Chal and already. Now there's another case of Yayin, which is from concentrate. What's Yayin from concentrate? You take the wine, you make it into like some type of syrup, afterwards you add water to it, like add water to it. So even Shlomo Zalman wants to say that when you're adding water to it, the new water never had a shem yain. El might come with the shem aziga, but being that this thing is already so like watered down already, and what's the correct thing to make wine? So the new water when you put in lav dafka, that gives it a shem yain, and therefore that stuff should be not big. He says, no, Lamaisa, who cares? Lamaisa still retains the same yain, and putting water back in it, Lamaisa reconsidered the yain. Now, the Mitzvah is that they say that the way they make it is that they don't make it in a tzura that you can't ferment it. They don't put it in the chimrim, and you still able to ferment it. So therefore, the halach is going to be that Lamaisa is that, according to most places, Lamaisa would, yes, be considered hagafen, because you are able to ferment it, and therefore yes, speaks to agafen. There's a different shaila that if you add water to it, does water mekalkal it? So normally by wine, there's something called shir maziga. You put in, you have a wine and you put water into it. So there's a shir maziga that you could, if you mezik the wine, the water does not mevatel the same wine. The shaila comes to grape juice, being that grape juice is very watered down, and not so strong, and it's very weak. So it could be over there, it doesn't retain its koyach hayayin, and therefore it loses its bracha. So it seems to be everyone agrees, you put a lot of water into it, and it's like watered down, and a konami, it loses bracha. A lot of times, like say when you put a decent amount of water, and it's mostly watery, it just has a little grape juice taste to it. And sometimes you want to give it to your kids, right? So you don't want to give too much tea drink. So you can use one bottle of grape juice, use it as a syrup. You put water into, mostly water, put a little grape into it, that pushes, that's going to be shackled, because it lost. It's when, if it's losing its, just see if the share now. Sorry, what time the share is. If it's losing its koyach hayayin, if it's very watered down, it's very watered down, then it's going to lose its koyach habracha, and using it as syrup, its pasha is going to lose its koyach habracha. The shah is if you just put a little. So there, this discussion was the place again, Mishlam Zalman had a tzad to say that there's no shir mezika by grape juice. Maybe by wine, there's no shir mezika, because it's strong. You're moizik it. Grape juice is just a sweet drink. So there's no shir meziga, and you're putting water inside, it's going to be a problem. How much? So the difference is slice. I'm sure some of them are not going a little. Rav Yashiv seems to say that a little bit is not a problem, but if it's a decent amount of water, then it's going to be a problem. Therefore, he says the grape juices, which are 70% grape juice, 30% water, I want to say that Lamaisa, that would yes be considered a problem, and it'd be a concern in the shir meziga. I think the more. I would say Mukubal de Kapsak is like this, that if it's diluted and it's losing, if it still tastes stark like grape juice, you put a little bit of water in, you're okay. But if you're putting a decent amount of water in and it lost its taste and it's diluted, then it's gonna lose. It's made to get by Kiddush. So you fill up the kais and there's not enough. So you're putting a decent amount of water, it's a very stark shaila, that could be there's no shir meziga. Sometimes it's never shir meziga. Yeah, wine is still cut along. Because they have red wine, it still tastes like wine. But if some Zalman holds, it's never shir meziga. Even a little bit is a problem. Even in Rav Yash, another person saying that if it's a shinoi nikardik that's changed the taste and it's very watered down already, if you put a good percentage of water, I don't know, 20-30% already, it's very nicker that you change it. So it's makalkalit. Therefore, b'chei gamma, it loses his bracha, and therefore one should not use that for kiddush.